Repeat that one more time.
Geeks yes. is, bro, I can't, the
no,
talking.
Say again, say again, say again.
No, way, I don't want
to hear you. Reload it, time, bro.
The talking the hardest, the song was.
No,
song
I need you to
good.
Say
it's
what
an anthem.
You just said.
I wouldn't, but I can't lie. That guy is not
No,
good.
I need you to say what you said.
Giggs is cheeks.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode on the ECP podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that bell notification. Obviously, we're still in the same place, just new settings, man. You know, we're trying to elevate the thing. But, man, them, how have you been, though?
Hey, man. We've been good. We've been blessed, man. So Sunday 26th of May, you know, we looking blessed, thanks to God. How's you, man, Zay, been?
Oh, I'm grateful that my girl's not my beta, man. I'm happy as I could be, bro.
Wait, what you've been showing me on people's stories and mobs, bro. I can't lie, we jammed as a group, we jammed.
Who's we? I'm happy in this country.
Who's
sorry,
we?
Bro.
Who's we?
What do you mean?
You're speaking French, bro. I don't know about you. I ain't jammed nothing, Mops? Bro.
Not me.
Wow.
I ain't jammed nothing.
It's a solo trip, bro. I'll take a solo trip to Mars,
bro.
Gladly.
Nah, but do you see the things that have been happening in Mars? Like, it's been crazy, bro. So crazy.
Yes.
Like, you see, like, that girl that was saying she was on the phone to her boyfriend saying that she
fell asleep. That's...
Wow.
That's women is really like that.
Wow.
Naturally, still.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah, naturally. I'm not surprised, bro.
I feel like women just naturally lie.
You know what you... Yeah, it's real life, bro.
Well, women...
Naturally.
That's a crazy statement.
You know
today,
what?
But, you know.
Let's not even get to that one.
Yeah.
That one...
I want all the spot this week, man.
But now it's been crazy. Even to get into the club, it was like to get into a pool party, it was like 400 euros.
Is it?
And people were paying. Yeah, people were paying that.
It's because they want to party with footballers.
Do you know how crazy it is?
They want to party with footballers. That's each year, bro. In this life, be a footballer.
Imagine you being a guy. You've already budgeted how much you're going to spend.
I don't think you can budget.
But like try to stick, like obviously stick to that. Maybe you go a bit over the top.
It don't happen.
I feel like that a trip like Mavs, yeah, you can't budget.
You can't budget, bro. You can't look at your back. Don't look at the bank account.
I guess we're not going Mavs then, because what?
Are you going to budget to go Mavs?
Bro, what do you mean I'm not going to spend? That's the thing that these men
are doing. Would you budget to go Miami?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would.
How much?
Like 5-6K, as you said before.
So how much would you spend in Mavs?
Let's say
we go 4 nights in Mobs. 4 nights. And the first night we arrive in the morning.
Yo, 2 nights I'm sleeping at home, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's when I'm wilding out, but bro.
I said his money's on E.
I kid
literally.
He's just saying that shit.
Bro, me, I don't pay for no one, bro. Like, we ain't pay for no one, but
how much are you looking to spend if you're in Mobs?
I mean, if you talk about the bro. Let's say we do one pool party, yeah. That's four bills, give or take.
The pool party is not free.
No.
Yeah,
nothing. When you go, you know, when you leave the country, nothing is free, bro.
Nah, because people just be like, yo, pool party at this house, pull up.
No, if it's at someone's crib, mine not, but.
The actual pool party where like.
Oh, like phone party and stuff like that.
That's the ones that be costing a lot. And even then, to even get the pool party at the other people's house, you need to know them to be able to go there. You get what I'm saying?
Or you have to have a pool at your own villa.
You have to be a girl with it.
Network.
Yeah, nah, man.
Like, bro, like that is so crazy. These mouse people are crazy, you know?
Yeah, man are going broke for holidays, bro. I feel like certain people, they skip levels. Man skips out of Napa, they went straight to Mars.
I ain't going to care like that,
have you not been
out
of Napa yet?
No, he said he'll skip a level to go to Mars.
You'll skip...
I won't say skip a level.
Your combat pocket's hurting, I promise you.
Bro, I do that on the regs. I have bad financial decisions.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I really do. I need help.
Now, I hear it, though. I feel like, but at the same time, I don't know. I don't judge people having fun in Mars. I don't like when people come on the internet and try to act holier than thou and trying to, like... I understand, innit, as Christians, we're meant to, like, obviously not turn a blind eye to sin, but more time, like, you can't constantly criticize everything people do. Mobs is bad. Don't get me wrong, it's bad, innit?
I won't say it's bad. I think the people make it bad.
No, it's bad.
I feel like if you go Mobs, you know where it is.
Traveling to Mobs, yeah, anyone can travel anywhere they want to, but it's like, I think the context is the actions that are being done. Because people are going there with the intention of, like, you know, I'm trying to bag a thing.
You can't say that place is bad then, because you could literally now go to another country.
Yeah, but then
okay, cool. What people are doing in Mobs is bad, is what I mean. But you get what I mean. I don't like when people try, oh my days, you guys are ended. Like, bro, sometimes, as bad as it is, you gotta let people experience, have their own discernment, come back. You have to, bro, because how else do you learn? Those who don't listen must feel. And that's real life.
I disagree with that.
I disagree.
I mean, the only to be honest, it's each and everyone to their own, innit? But I personally feel like, obviously, again, if I can't even say, I'm not trying to judge anyone, you get what I'm saying? But it's just like, you know, like, if you're a Christian, like, you know, there's certain places that you wouldn't want to put yourself in, like certain situations you wouldn't want to put yourself in. Again, I'm not speaking from this on a perfect sense.
You're fine.
Because I know that I would have like flaws and this, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, where it's like, you can't, as if you're a Christian, I claim to be, you can't put yourself in that space to, you know, like, you can't put yourself in a space where you could be prone to, you know, falling weak.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I say you can't judge too harshly. Like, yes, you can have your opinion. Obviously, I'm looking at niggas and mobs, girls and mobs, I'm like, yo, that's wild. But at the same time, I'm not going to go out here and just, like, castrate these, man. Because what? I'm the same person. I'm going to go carny.
Question.
I'm going to go DLT at some point. I can't cuss anyone.
Question. You see how we're saying, like, all of this stuff is crazy?
Yeah.
Do you not feel...
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you not feel like we would be these people, though?
That's why I said
I can't... No, I was just saying, no.
No, but it's the thing. No, listen, wait. I think what you were trying to talk about... I think, when you say being these people, I don't think we will. But I'll say, like, again, if we say, let's go on a trip to Mobs, and the man didn't want to go on a trip to Mobs, obviously, again...
Yeah, but see, with me... I'm excluding you.
Excuse me.
But speaking for you, man, even that, you guys could go mobs. It just depends what time of the year. That's what I'm saying. Last year, it was what?
Ayia Napa.
Everyone went Ayia Napa. Why are you going Ayia Napa? Because everyone else was going. What's everyone else doing there? That's what you need to ask. If you wanted to go mobs next year and everyone's going Miami, cool. Mm. But now if you're following everyone else and you know what they get up to on a normal, then you can't exclude yourself from them.
That's real.
What I'm saying.
That's real. I understand. Again, like, I'm not speaking from a perfect sense.
Mobs. It's just we can't go mobs now. That's the shit here.
Nah, I hear it.
That's like that guy, he was saying, one of the guys that were in a...
You know, I was meant to go mobs.
Really? When you go?
I didn't go, God.
That's what he's talking about, not castrating them.
Discernment.
Oh, first. You can't see a trip?
Nah, I'm kidding. I just didn't get a ticket.
Can you imagine?
But no, I'm going to be boring. It's gonna sound like cap. I'm not even trying to do it, Mr. Bro. From what I've seen, actually, I'm happy I'm not in mobs.
Definitely.
Because it's a bit much, like, there's too much.
I told you, I ain't gonna cap about this shit.
I was thinking to myself today, and I was just thinking on the way to church, I was just thinking, I was like, bro, the people in mobs, I feel like majority of what, especially the ones that were seen as being televised, majority of these men are going so they can have like a viral moment in terms of like, they want to have a story time that they could give to the people back home to be like, oh, this is what's happening.
I feel like
with that mindset, it's kind of putting you in a place where like you're now doing it just because you want to validate yourself to other people.
You know what's crazy? I feel like it's even less than that. I feel like it's just FOMO. It's literally FOMO. Me personally, I would never go on a holiday that I know I'm going to see England. Do you know what I'm saying? Huh? And everyone...
But you see England everywhere.
No, you do. Like, but this one is like, everybody in this England is going to Marbella. These men are just going there to be with each other. Like, it's not actually a holiday. I feel like they just don't want to miss out. Like, you see, you guys are seeing out everywhere on TikTok, oh, Marbella. People who are going to have FOMO are going to book their tickets tomorrow just to be there. They don't know anyone, but they will now be on TikTok saying, Marbella. That's the only thing. It's literally FOMO, and that's it.
It's also a thing where it's like, bro, because they're doing this here, when they not come back to the UK, the reality would now hit them, especially people that have made some very like crazy decisions. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when they get there, reality will hit like, bro, did I just really like let this guy fondle me just so I could get a couple of drinks, like free drinks or whatever? Or did I just really like do this with this girl when I know that, you know, like I wasn't...
I got a man's at home.
I just wanted to have a story to tell when I got back. Like, and it will hit you and it will mess you up mentally. Like,
these guys, these what they don't understand. Story times, man.
I'm telling you, it's never that deep.
No, life, innit?
It's really never that deep,
Someone
though.
Someone said that 90% of the girls in mobs right now are from Birmingham. Just saying.
Yeah, they were like, so Birmingham is like a... it's that mobs is looking like a Birmingham day party.
Birmingham is looking hella quiet right now.
It's crazy,
I'm just saying, girls from Birmingham are liars.
Damn.
Wow.
Who hurt you, bro?
I'm just saying. Girls from Birmingham are liars. Some girls from Leicester as well. Girls from Leicester don't like... I don't chat to any girls from Birmingham.
I didn't see chat to any girls from Birmingham.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. There's no one from Birmingham.
You know, girls from Nottingham. Let me leave that one there.
Maybe not.
Grab me, though. Grab me.
Oh, well. But hey, man, I hope you, man, have your fun in Marbs, because, like, you have your fun, you come back, reality will set in, you spent all your money, now you're hustling back again. It's a cycle, man. Me personally, I know I wouldn't go there if I know, like, I was... Some people need to have, like, better financial decisions. Everyone's going there just spending their max. They're doing this, they're doing that, and they don't come back and they're like, oh, nah, I need to start working.
I look you for it. That's what I think. I had a discussion with, like, Zay the other day. I was even like, bro, I feel like clubbing experience in it, like, in itself is just a waste of money. Like, guys actually go to motives to get a table, to get drinks, get down. Like,
I've always been saying this. I don't understand why uni people get tables at motives.
I don't get it.
What sense does it, like, what sense does it actually make?
Clean up crew.
Type shit. They don't get it.
It's clean up crew.
No,
are you getting screwed that day? No, but he is.
Oh my day. Bro, no, but like, more time, the guys on table don't eat. That bread is
I don't like, if I got a table, it's got no, like, pause in it. No diddy. It's more time, like, for my guys. Like, me and my guys are having a good time if I'm getting a table. It's not for beanies. Yes, beanies are going to be, sorry.
Yeah, but you haven't gone, have you gone a table before?
Once before, yeah.
But
twice.
Actually, let me be real.
And it was fun.
Don't come, because I know some guys will see this. I've had a table before, but I didn't pay for it. It was a perk of me being at that motive. You remember the motive that we went to? It's a perk. But I was sitting there and I'm thinking, one, you're away from everyone else. So why are you even at a party?
I'm
and
telling
two,
you.
That's and the whole two, point. Like, that's the no, whole two, point. Two, okay, cool. You want to be a VIP.
No, but they're challenged. It's a show of thing,
and then, yeah, two, of course two, it is. All you get, and whatever, whoever comes to me, I don't care. All you get is just bare groupies who are standing outside a VIP trying to get in.
Okay.
Is that a really one?
He's messing with
it. Do you know what it is?
I'm
waiting for cap to you, yeah? I'm not even going to cap.
Is that not the
one
point?
One thing about me is I ain't going to fucking cap. I'm not going to lie. Bro, where do you think niggas get tables? Do you get what I mean? Let's be real. But it's the inside cleanup crew.
They don't really,
do you get what I mean?
They don't really be bagging like that, though.
Okay.
Majority of the girls are the friendship ones. I ain't gonna lie to you. For the guys I've seen that have been, obviously not my guys, but like the guys I've seen, but majority of these girls are their friends. They're not girls that they can say, oh, let's go back. Like, they're their friends, bro.
Nah, sure, you gotta have aura, bro.
And they're doing it for just the aesthetic of like, okay, now people see me.
You gotta have aura, bro. If you ain't got aura, like,
bro, life.
But you don't need a table to have aura, though.
I can do it outside of motive. You see my hand's like this. Oh, it's over.
The smart
my hand
smart
is like this. It's over.
Like this.
Smart.
By the way, that's BC. That's before Christ, not me now.
Yeah,
that's BC.
Literally, but I can't lie. Do you know who?
And you told him he's on your time.
I can't lie.
That's funny.
Central C, I sort of like talk on it a little bit. Like, obviously, I still in a big on his music, but I can't lie, I have to give credit where credit's due, man.
Go band for band.
Yeah, he's really going air for air. But yeah, making, I think he said he made 10 mil.
That is so corny, bro.
I don't think it's corny. I think UK rappers and American rappers should like hold off sometimes on ad libs. Don't shoot me, though. Some of them are good.
I think it's because Lil Baby ain't Lil Baby no more.
No, I don't think it's that. But it's also the fact.
The song Blue, no?
It's Blue,
but yeah,
it's
but I feel like Blue because it's a meme more than...
Yeah, they're cooking.
Some people like the song.
Some people like the song, but again...
I've not listened more than the... M4M.
Yeah.
That's it.
I respect to Central C though. 10 mil off his debut album.
It's crazy.
That's the guy. I can't lie. That's the biggest UK rapper ever.
Ever is a drag. Yes. We're not doing this again.
Who's bigger than him?
Ever?
Me, I don't listen. I didn't say he's the greatest.
Ever. I can say but you got to give flowers.
He is the biggest.
Who's bigger than him?
I kid you not. I won't even lie to you. Dave has not scratched the surface of what he could be doing. Dave has not scratched the surface of what Dave could be doing.
Dave, if you want to talk about
Dave has not scratched the surface of what he could be doing. Dave could be doing numbers. He does do numbers, but he could be doing extreme. Like, let me not even lie to you. He could be doing like a Lil Baby Gunna type numbers. If we're being so for real.
No.
I hear
Gunna
it.
He could. He could. He could.
Yes.
100%.
David.
I don't know about all that.
I can't lie.
No disrespect, just saying.
No. Dave, David's been talking.
Gunna, who got a number one album in the world.
But he can.
Dave's lyricism.
I kid you not.
Dave's lyricism is.
Bro, the thing is, there's many people that have that type.
You know, UK accent, it already makes it very hard to go number one in the world.
No, but this the thing that I don't think you guys understand.
I think only Central Cee could go number one in the world. Maybe
No. Because Dave can
rapper,
do it.
UK rapper.
It's just based on like.
What? Another rapper from the UK that can go number one has a potential to.
Dave.
DBE.
Huh?
Please don't ever say that again in your life. No, I can't hear that.
DBE, I can't. As much as I joke around, DBE,
you know, a UK accent will actually hold you back in terms of like, Omo.
That's a fine.
In terms of going like clear internationally.
I disagree. I feel like it's just down to how much you want it. To me personally, don't shoot me, but I feel like Dave has become complacent. When I say complacent, he's very happy being regarded as one of the best in the UK. That he's like, oh, I don't really need to tap into the American, because bro, the American scene, there's a lot of people, there's money there.
That's what
Central Cee is doing.
Because if you don't know behind the scenes, he could feel that way. But sometimes it's about, you know, there might be morality things going on. He might not want to sell himself out. Because then again, if you're the UK rapper who does bare features, not that Central Cee does this, but if you do bare features with Americans, you're selling out.
It's not even about Dave.
Central Cee, this is my mind frame, yeah. Dave has completed England or UK, yeah, cool. Yeah. He stopped there. However, Central Cee, he did UK. Now he's trying to go America and then worldwide. That's what he's trying to do.
That's
what he's done. That's why he's saying that Dave hasn't even scratched the surface of what he did the UK. He's done everything. He's done like some French collabs, all that, and then he's chilling.
I hear it still. It's life, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of UK rappers that should be at
Central Cee's level. Way bigger. Or even bigger. Skepta.
Never.
On my life.
He was never born for it. He was never born for that.
Yeah, love.
Skepta,
yeah.
You see Grime back in the day. If technology how it is, like if social media how it was back in like when Grime was at his peak,
this nigga said
Central Cee would nowhere be near where these guys were.
Skepta said Chocoloco Bango. Like, bro, no. He was never born for that, bro.
Why?
Because you see what's happening lately. Bro, everything circles back. So what? Back in the day, obviously, Graham.
You got Getz, Kane, all of these, man. Yeah.
Look what's happening again. Niggas are redoing Graham. Have you heard the songs where people will take like Skepta or Jamie's voices and add like different beats to it?
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Jamie and Skepta back in the day. That is proper, like,
bro. I mean, again, take my criticism with a pinch of salt, because I've not been in the UK that long.
No, of course.
But from what I've seen, I can't lie, this nigga.
I can't lie, that's outrageous. I feel like
don't get me wrong, I know he's very respectful. I'm not trying to in any way undermine what Skepta has done. But I don't think he could ever be as big as Central Cee.
No, not again. But in his prime.
To be honest, I don't think he would need any American future.
You also know that Skepta paved the way for Central Cee, right? You know that, right?
I mean, everyone that would have come before Central Cee would have paved the way.
He had a feature with A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
And then he paved the way, bro. Without Skepta,
there's no crossover.
Mr. Denuga, I'm sorry. You feel me? Like, don't pump me, man. I just say what I see.
Obviously, from what you know,
I can't lie. I've been listening to the songs that, you know, Skepta's been making of recent. The one we did with Portable, Nigerian artist, and it's not really.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's never really been into, because that's kind of Afrobeats type, isn't it? But he's not really. That's not really Skepta's area. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard for him to know.
There's even one artist that you might gas so much, and I wouldn't even lie to you, he is Cheeks, bro. Let's leave DB aside, because them niggas is trash. DB is trash.
They're not trash.
Like Deep Rock Europe.
Yeah.
No one likes him.
Okay, but...
No, like, calm down.
Again, I'm not going to undermine... Them man have done their thing. They've sold poetry like numerous times, but their music is Cheeks. It's for little children, quite frankly. But I'm talking. What's that guy?
I can't, like, it's the UK. Like, they might buck us one day if we go clear.
They're gonna.
DBE has been talking to you for me. Even like, now, the past
if
couple
I see Theon win.
What's this guy's name? Who's that guy that sat Risky's numbers? This fit that in the fire with. gigs in.
Oh,
my
goodness.
So wait, you're saying gigs in? You're saying gigs in?
I would lie to you.
That is mad.
Gigs is cheese.
Yo, I can't lie. Yo.
Wait, hold on. You know what? No, hold on. Slow down. Repeat that one more time.
Gigs is... Bro, I can't... Say again.
No, I don't even...
Reload it.
The talking the hardest, the song was...
No,
song
I need you to
good.
Say
it's
what
an
you
anthem.
Just said.
I wouldn't. But I can't lie. That guy is not...
No,
good.
I need you to say what you said.
Gigs is cheeks.
Yo, I feel like you've been smoking hella weed.
I've been
smoking Igbo
and
Shayo.
I kid you not. And this, again, maybe I need a lesson on like...
You do.
The old, old UK music.
You do, bro.
From the things I've been listening to...
The guy who made this song. Yeah, coughing and puffing. That's just not hard to you.
What the fuck? Yo, I kid you not.
Why they call him? They call him the landlord for a reason, bro.
Please, I'm not.
Yeah, you're getting evicted.
I'm not. Doing this. Bro, I won't even lie.
So if HMRC calls you,
I am not doing this for clicks. I'm being genuinely serious.
The thing
serious.
Is, he acts
I'm being
serious.
I'm being genuinely That's serious.
Crazy. I have an opinion, but I can't even say it still.
Because like, bro, he doesn't like what.
My boy knows the rapper, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
Like, what
if
is
I say
that?
If I say it, can you cut it out? Like,
please. Yeah.
Now we can bleep it out.
Yeah, like we're not even gonna talk about this. I don't like. I used to like him, but I realize he is cold, but he just talks on music.
Yeah, it's motorway music.
The only reason that he's big is because he lives what he raps, so it's respectable. Without that, he'd be useless.
Okay,
his
cars are cold, isn't it? Yeah.
When you're reloading it, like yo, he's cold.
You don't.
Is it the beat?
Yeah.
I can't lie, let me just refrain from speaking before they...
Yeah, I can't lie. You know if someone bucks you, you're done.
But to be honest, I stand...
Yeah. Like I say about DBE, you can't really check because them man are selling what's going to make the most money.
Yeah.
Ant is one of the coldest rappers
bro,
ever.
Bro, he is, bro.
You know what's my 12-year-old in a car?
Yeah. Young, bro, Young Ant has been on top of the game.
No one can rap like my man. These are just know how to get in charts, how to get music, how to get in streams, how to get longevity. That's why you hear them. But if you're gonna be caught, trash it, fam. Young
ads. No, I can't lie. Young ads has been serious, bro.
Yeah. So
and
fuck.
I can't lie, he's a bad boy. Like,
he is. He was on road. Young ads was on road.
Nah, look.
Bro, Young ads is sick, bro. You don't know UK music. You don't know UK music.
Keep talking your shit, bro. Keep talking your shit.
Bro, I can't lie. That's why.
Who are you saying? Bro,
listen. So. I'll be so real, yeah. Why do you think a lot of people actually give respect to Young ads, bro?
You want to cut this out and then cut with you saying sorry?
I can't lie. Wait. we could actually probably keep that in. Like,
no way. No, I just did the nine.
We'll bleep that bit.
You can keep this in. I don't
know. No, like.
But yeah, we'll bleep your part, bro.
I don't think, like, bro, the music just, okay. It just doesn't appeal to me. Is that fair?
No,
way
that
to
is fair
it?
To okay, say.
You
yeah,
could have led.
Exactly.
You could have led.
But
with
you
that,
need
though.
To. You need to respect.
No,
UK music.
I can't lie. It's like you know when I have this thing like when I listen to a certain song and I'm like, bro, why? What's the hype in it? Because when people give a hype to an artist, I actually check the artist out. And when I listen to the song, because obviously I'll get someone to recommend something.
Mm.
Bro, it's cheeks, like.
No, you know the thing is, you can't always have to relate it. You don't always have to be to the rapper.
Of
do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, of course.
Sometimes like, it's not even the rapper; it's just the way the music is. Like for example, if you like Hardy Caprio, like when it was Summertime, you'd be like, oh my days, Hardy Caprio dropped a banger. Do you know what I mean?
No, because like,
but
know,
like
that nigga?
Even the thing with
bro, I can't like.
Where is that nigga?
The thing with DB is like, I don't know.
this guy.
No, like, again, this is me genuinely speaking. I ain't gonna lie. Before you actually even come for me, like, I'm a Nigerian guy, so take everything I say with a
piece of salt. Can you imagine? This guy is using this guy.
I've not been in a country that long. Like, just take everything I say with a piece of salt.
This guy's been in
the country
for 8 years, bro.
But like, this is the thing, yeah. I just feel like, Bro, Broski really said, real Uzi good, but that old Uzi make it.
That's an anthem.
That's an anthem. Are you not deep in it?
That's an anthem, bro.
He didn't hit, you know he said like, home pussy makes me feel sick.
Literally, are you deep in the lyrics?
No, he's saying,
so he's related to what you do, bro.
It's not about relate.
He's related to what you do.
Huh? What do I do? What?
What?
Don't polish all of me.
That's a deeper boss.
It's like, I was just like, bro, what is this? Like, this is, it's like, it's Charles. There's even another song that he did, but I can't remember it, because like.
You know, we'll give you one opportunity just to take everything back.
Yeah.
That's my like baby, that's my queen, bro. Yeah. I recognize her from
copyright,
my
copyright.
But I can't lie, DB back in the day, I don't know for you, broski.
All right, guys, I'll take a history lesson.
Yeah, who do I?
Let's keep this segment. You know what?
Someone doesn't fuck with UK rappers, let's go.
Yeah, bro, that's it. The reason why someone don't fuck with...
Lowski diggity.
I won't lie to you.
Be careful, you say.
Be careful what you say.
Yo, I can't lie. At this point, he's been sort of the boys.
Wait, you know what? Don't mention the one that does drill.
This is a very good criticism. I feel like with Lowski's music, it's a hit or miss. You either like it or you don't like it.
I mean, it's drill, though.
Yeah, it's drill. It's drill music.
You don't like drill.
Okay, name someone like...
Okay, I have one.
Go on.
Huh? Wiley.
Don't cuss.
You don't know about Wiley. Wiley's good, but not gigs, isn't it?
Wiley's good. Name one song.
I actually can't because I don't know. Listen. No. Hey, tell me. There was a time I was doing the Stone.
Okay, what do you think about Chipmunk? Chip.
I won't lie to you. He's a very good lyrical artist. I think it's just the voice that throws me off.
I can't lie. Let me know.
Yeah. It's just the voice. Like
You landed okay.
He can rap.
He's very good. Like Chip is very good, but it's just the voice. Like I was listening to he did a Central C freestyle with the.
Oh yeah, thingy. I heard that.
I was listening to. I was like, he was talking about Shelly as well. I was like, bro, when I read the bars, it's impressive. When I hear the song.
I'll advise you to listen to old Chip when like he was beefing all these rappers.
I mean, I listened to the ones where he sent for Stormzy back then, and those were cool tracks.
Yeah, Bugs, like the younger one. Wait, hold on.
One thing. Do you guys fuck with Bugsy Malone?
Yeah.
I fuck all of them.
No, do you fuck with Bugsy Malone?
Yeah. He doesn't know who Bugsy is.
You won't
know who Bugsy is.
So who do you guys say the king of Manchester is?
Bugsy. It has to be done. Because Bugsy's actually on Badness as well. Like he used to be a boxer outside.
Forget all of that.
All of these men are on Badness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On Badness. I'll say me. I can't like right now. I'll say me.
Bro, H is on Badness.
Bro, you need to have friends who are, you know, on Badness,
he holds his own, bro. Because I can't lie. If H come up to you, you keep quiet.
Of course.
Why
would I keep quiet? He will probably come up to me with an entourage. Like,
no. Exactly.
Why would I keep quiet?
He might not be on Badness, but his entourage might be on Badness.
But the whole thing was talking about is age on Badness.
I can't. This is why in the UK, you can't criticize rappers. It's too small.
It's so catchy.
Because you're going to say something, they're going
to
see you now.
I'm not even like...
You're a lot of opinions, but you need to be careful what you say, though.
No, because deep enough, if age takes offense to that, what are we going to do?
You're cooked.
You can't take offense.
You're cooked.
Bro, it's not about taking offense. And obviously, you can say certain stuff about certain people, but when you start entering the territory of like...
What's he on?
It gets technical.
But this is for me. I would always give props. If your song is doing well, then clearly you're doing something right. Whether I like it or not, you get what I'm saying? I wouldn't downplay that, you feel me? Again, I'm just a guy from Nigeria.
Who would you say your king of Manchester is?
Bugsy.
Wait, why are we talking about Manchester?
Yeah, why are we talking about
Manchester? No. It's just a question I asked, isn't it? Yeah.
Who? Miles Malone?
Oh, the man who from prison, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't
have
either.
Okay. Nah. I don't really like drill anymore. That's
I don't listen to drill.
Yeah.
It's real though, man. It's more like Potter vibe, man.
Okay.
Yeah. You know the song?
Oh, you don't read Potter paper. You don't read Potter paper.
He does.
Yo!
Wait.
I would not lie to you.
You don't like Potter paper?
I would not lie to you.
Oh, I can't lie. We're not boys like that no more, man.
Wait, is it bad? Is it bad that I found out about him last year?
I can't listen to him.
I'll be sorry.
Hey, are you hearing, broski? Say that again.
I found out about Potter Paper last year.
You're fresh.
You know Potter, yeah? You're only going to hear the Potter if you've been in the trench, bro.
Yeah.
Real life. You know certain lyrics you hear and it actually makes you mad, bro?
Real life, bro.
Like, Potter Paper is the best rapper from the UK.
I would just say
in my opinion.
Best.
He's the best rapper from the UK.
Really?
He's the best.
He ain't touching Central C, though. Hang on, that's it.
Bro, fuck you. I'm touching Central C, bro.
And look at the camera, you say it.
No, don't. Don't.
No, say
it. Bro, don't. Bro.
What's
your rapper's favorite rapper?
G-Thing.
How about that?
Who's your favorite rapper?
Kendrick.
English.
Got your niggas.
What do you say, Drake?
I said Kendrick.
Oh, Kendrick.
Oh, English. I mean, I say Dave is my favorite.
Dave's favorite rapper is Port of Paper.
No, it's not.
Yes, he said probably it. No, it's not.
Bro, I can't lie. You know, Port of Paper, bro. The streets, man. He is the
streets. That no, is but I'm not saying. That, I'm not saying. No, but I'm not saying.
That's mad.
I just said again. I just said the music doesn't. Maybe it's just me and UK music.
No,
like,
it's just
maybe,
you.
Maybe
it's
just you.
It's just you. Yeah, pardon?
Yeah, that's past me.
Yeah, that's not our days.
But again, there's a reason why you, people that have been in UK love Paul Paper's music, which is like I give him due credit. Like he's done something for himself. Again, me personal opinion, the music doesn't appeal to me respectfully, and that's fine. It's not going to be able to.
You know what?
Let's just move on.
Going to dig himself the
biggest hole.
Only the real can really hear Paul Paper.
Literally. What?
Purple Rain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bro, that's such an iconic song, bro. Have you never heard Purple Rain?
I probably heard because Leon put me on. Leon put me on Purple Rain one time.
Gangsteritis.
Gangsteritis was cold. Yo. I wouldn't know. Gangsteritis was cold.
Am I bugging? He said, Have you ever heard Purple Rain? Purple Rain is by Prince, no?
Purple Rain by Prince.
Bro, are you stupid?
I mean,
he's not lying. Lie. You're not
that's
lying.
The, that's the real.
I will throw my phone at you.
No, that's the real.
Okay, Purple Rain. Me? Yes.
Why?
Bro, you see how this pisses me off now?
Well, he said Purple Rain is by Prince. And I'm saying he's taking a piss. Like,
no. I'm right.
I know you're right, but you're taking a piss because we're talking about Purple Paper.
You were talking about Prince on Purple Paper.
Yo, shout. Shout. This podcast is going left, bro. I can't lie. You're going to piss me off.
Let me stop. What's that? Copyright.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Wait, can I hear? Well, hold on. Can I hear like a little bit of his rapping?
Of course. Still purple rain. Still chain through the downpour.
Whoa.
Night sleeping on the ground floor. I just wish he was around more.
Oh, she just broke is he down. Like one of them like relatable rappers?
Yeah.
Like basically
oh, relatable rappers. Shut up. Rapper. Shut like, up.
He tries to just help. Bang you.
Shut up.
No.
He tried to like. You should stop talking about music.
You should stop talking about music.
You should stop talking about music.
Because for someone who doesn't listen to music, if it's dead, then it's dead. No. If it's dead, then it's dead.
What?
Gangsteritis was tough.
Hold on. I'm not saying he's dead, but I'm just saying, is he one of those rappers? He tells a life story, and it's because you man can relate, you like it. Exactly.
I do know the lyrics, I swear. I got nervous on camera.
All right, cool. Let's move from this.
Let's just move on.
Okay, let's talk about Over the Pond music. So
Over the what?
Like USA. So Gunna, Drake.
My nigga. No, brush that. Let's talk about Gunna right now, guys.
Okay.
Well, let's talk Drake and Stingy first. That happened before he dropped his album. Let's talk Drake and the rest.
No, I want to talk about Gunna first.
Of course.
So obviously, Gunna, my goat. Drop music. These might say I glaze, but obviously, I just know good music. So at the end of the day, shout out Gunna. That wonderful.
He don't know you.
Huh?
He don't know me. He don't know you.
That's fine. Does he know you?
No.
So we're in the same boat. That's perfect. Obviously now, shout him out. Great album, Better Than Lil Baby. Of course, we know that. M4M.
Yeah, right.
Now we can talk about
that. Yeah. We were thinking about this. Yeah. You think Drake slightly topped Kendrick?
Definitely.
No way.
Pause. What does that mean?
Oh my god.
I
can't lie, I don't listen to diss tracks. You know me, I don't listen to I can't lie. I heard every single Kendrick one.
Bro, Kendrick. What?
Kendrick one. Nah. Especially that letter to Adonis and the whole family thing.
Bro, you see the one he dropped on Instagram.
That was it.
Right. Obviously, he couldn't post it on Spotify. But the guitar that you could hear in that music was Drake's uncle's, like, obviously, band.
Yeah.
So there was so much Kendrick put into dissing Drake.
And there was so much Drake put into dissing Kendrick.
What, about him beating his wife?
I feel like it was
What do you mean about... No, why do you say about him being his wife like it's a small thing?
Allegedly.
No, but you said it. You just said it in a point to prove that it was a small thing.
No!
But it's like, he had one diss, whereas Kendrick
had so
hold on,
much.
Hold on, let me tell you something now, yeah. I think Kendrick won, but the thing I don't like about the whole beef is that it's very biased. Why is it now when someone says something about Kendrick is allegedly, but when it's Drake, it's true? Because all Kendrick did, if we're really being honest, Kendrick's biggest hitter was calling Drake
PDF file.
A PDF file, right?
Yeah.
But that's crazy. What?
PDF file.
Shh, please.
PDF.
Okay. Oh, carry on speaking.
So cool. Basically, that's all. Whisper to him.
Ah! Oh, that's bad.
This guy's lost, bro.
Do you know? Yeah. The A minor.
A minor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fool. Don't listen to music.
You know what? I'm out.
Don't listen to music.
We'll talk about gospel after.
Yeah, bro. I got you, bro. Maverick City, gang thing.
That's cool.
He said Maverick City is gangsta.
This guy, continue.
But yeah, like, that's basically Kendrick's one and only, like, main hitter, really. Like, that was, obviously he had more. Of course, it's Drake. There's so many secrets about Drake, but that was his full front runner.
Yeah.
To me, it just felt like name calling. Because where's the proof? If you genuinely thought that, why are you only rising it now? How can you know someone's a PDF file, but you rise it as a vial? Same way, if Drake knew, I'm assuming, I don't know, if he knew that Kendrick was actually his wife, why rise it as a vial?
No, of course.
If you knew, save that woman. Save her. She's somewhere out there. Yeah, but, like, that's insane. Save her, like.
Don't save her. Hey, I'm not using that to make fun of, like, you know,
this guy's already women digging himself over.
That was funny.
We're definitely gonna shave birthday.
No, definitely.
Don't fuck with us.
I'm actually not using that, but it was just a, like,
I hear what you're saying with that.
But the thing is, I feel like Drake won, and here is why I feel like just I try and have an open mind, because I've had an open mind with, like, Kendrick stans, and Kendrick stans are the most annoying people in this world, but. The thing is, me personally, I feel like when you're in a battle rap with someone, I'm not a music critic, like, but when you're in a battle rap with someone, if the things you're telling are not truths, and if you cannot respond to an allegation that's been set against you, you've lost. There's no way you could try to spin it. If you said an information and that information turned out to be fake, that they fed you that information and it turned out to make you look like a fool, you've lost. Now, this is the thing. Kendrick had an extremely good strategy, which is why, like, in a heightened sense, I could feel that if someone told me Kendrick won, I would understand it. But within me, I'll still know that, you know, there's certain other criteria that Kendrick didn't meet that made that, to me, he lost.
Like what?
He on a lyrical battle, Drake won. Please, let's not do that.
I think we definitely want two different songs.
On a lyrical battle.
He doesn't like gigs. He doesn't like... It makes sense.
No. I'm being this. On a lyrical battle, Drake won. Again,
Drake won against Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, on a lyrical battle.
You said he's the best rapper.
Huh?
Yeah, oh my days. You said he was the best rapper.
They said he's my best
Drake rapper. Yeah, true.
What do you mean?
You're a fake Kendrick fan, I've clocked it.
I'm not.
I think you're a Drake fan.
I feel like
you know that man there, you know, like, in Instagram comments, yeah, when something racist happens and one guy goes, I'm black and I didn't find this offensive. That's what you're doing, but with Kendrick and Drake.
Fact. No, it's not.
You're saying I'm a Kendrick fan, but I think Drake won. No, you're a Drake fan.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm a fan of both artists, but I'm just saying, like,
pick one on this side, bro.
Huh?
You gotta pick one.
Pick one.
It's not. I don't need to pick one, because
Drake,
they're not paying
Kendrick in lyrics.
It's not that they're paying you, but
no. But it's not. I don't need to pick one, because I can appreciate both of them going at each other. It only starts to get disgusting when, like, lies are just being thrown out, and, you know, like, if a guy's now come to the, like, again, when people are spinning the narrative, it's stupid to me, because basically, Kendrick called out Drake on being a PDF file. Brisky's come on the Hard Pass 6, said, oh, I'm too famous for this. How can I be a PDF? I'm too famous for this. People have now said, oh, well, there's famous people who have been caught to be PDF. And I'm like, bro, that's not what he was talking about. You're being stupid if you openly see. Because he's saying, I'm too famous. A lot of people are watching me. People have tried to get me down so many times. So why would I do something that would give them the ammo to do that? You get what I'm saying? People just decide to interpret it in a way that's like, bro, you're just being stupid and you're not using your common sense. And that's what a lot of Kendrick stans were doing. And that's just why I was like, bro, I tapped out with the beef, because, like, they were just doing too much. But I feel like Drake won on lyricism, on actually respond. Again, Drake is the one that responded to his own allegations, and he gave Kendrick a timeline. Kendrick didn't respond. He didn't respond to the woman being allegations. He didn't respond to the day three, the child of the day three allegations. His wife herself did not come out to say, no, this is cap. This man's never hit me before. You would think a wife would do that for you if she actually respected you. But clearly there's something that's been going on behind the scenes. What do I know? I don't know nothing. But because of that, I feel like, you know, Kendrick lost.
It's not a fucking case.
But it's a diss track. Of course, you're supposed to diss. But this is the thing. When we look at diss tracks from the back in the days, and we look at, like, the shit that was being said, you realize these men were saying truth. Like, Tupac did have sex with Biggie's girl.
Is that all he said?
Huh?
Is that all he said?
I mean, that was the main hitter. It was the main hit, because both of Biggie and his girl were famous at that time. Like, she was an artist as well. And that was the main hit for it. And he did. That's the truth. That's fact. Story of Addie John, Drake had a child. That diss is in hindsight now, it's a bad diss, but it was a truth. And that makes it the winner.
How was that a bad diss?
It's a because what's it called?
You're telling you push it, didn't
wait,
win
wait,
that.
Wait. Let me tell you why I said. Let me tell you why I say it's a bad diss.
Please.
Okay, before I say that, let me give you. Let me give you an example. Family Matters and Family Matters and Not Like Us. Which do you think is a better diss?
Family Matters is a better diss, but Not Like Us is catchier.
Oh, okay. Family Matters or Not Like Us? What do you think is the better?
just went to the next one.
Again? Family Matters or Not Like Us? What do you think is the better diss?
I actually don't know.
It has to be Family Matters.
I don't know.
Okay, cool. The point I was trying to make, if you had said it was Not Like Us, I would say, yeah, that's the whole point. Because Drake's, what did Drake even drop? Doppy Freestyle. Mm-hmm. Drake's Doppy Freestyle was more catchier. So in reality, that would have won because the only reason why Story of Adi Dion was good was the fact that Drake had a child. That was like a banger. Again, that was a truth. That makes it a good diss. But if it's fake or if it's a lie, it becomes a bad diss, but a good song. That's what I've been trying to explain to people. Like, what's it called? Meet the Grahams, where he said, oh, Drake had a daughter. When I listened to it, amazing diss. Amazing diss. When we found out it was a lie and he got set up with the information, bad diss, good song. Because Drake said it.
And Drake said it was a lie.
He didn't come back and say anything else.
But it's the same thing with when Kanye was saying that Drake had a kid and Drake denied it, and then obviously Pusha then said he actually does have a kid. And then
no, Kanye never said the time it came out was when Pusha said it. It didn't come out. Kanye fed the information to Pusha T. That's how it was.
I think Drake lied about the whole "I fed you information" thing.
I mean, I've
Drake took so long to reply back, bro. Literally.
I think he did too, but in reality, that doesn't hide the fact that it was still a lie that he didn't have a daughter.
But we don't know if that's true or not. Because Drake has been denied that he had children, though.
Yeah, Meet the Grahams.
Was it Meet the Grahams?
Yeah. With the
picture
Drake's team.
It wasn't actually sent.
How do you know?
Because Kendrick, Kendrick literally was saying...
People from the other team want you dead.
Yeah.
Everyone's been saying that same.
No, but he says he has people in OVO working for him, bro.
But he doesn't.
How did he get that picture?
You went on Twitter?
I was called...
No. So offended to him.
Can you disprove that BBL jersey is fake as well?
What do you mean?
Did he not get liposuction? Or, yeah.
Whether a man is doing that, that's his own business. You get what I'm saying? He's not paying my bills, so I can't say that. But if we're talking real rap, Drake won. That's my
hey,
but
comment down
see,
below, man.
I can see if someone can say Kendrick won. Because Drake's strategy, I think Drake didn't expect the way Kendrick was gonna come at him.
Because Kendrick's a better artist.
Kendrick has been waiting for this moment the whole time. I don't think Kendrick's a better artist than Drake.
Or better rapper.
He's not a better artist than Drake.
Better artist rapper. Or better rapper.
Okay, I'll say better rapper.
Okay,
rapper.
Yeah. Just have to make good sure. The way you fix your words, like.
You're talking. this guy's a lot of his book.
He could have been different right now. But now, like, you know, in terms of real rap, again, Kendrick is still an amazing artist. Drake is still an amazing artist.
No, of course.
Both of them, they didn't really give each other any shots that would harm their career like that. They'll be fine.
Yeah, because Drake's always had these allegations.
And plus, in reality, just to be very frank, in the hip hop scene, no one cares about domestic violence victims. Let's be real.
Whoa.
In the hip hop scene, it's true. How many of these people have you seen hit women? What's happened to them? Nothing. How many of these women have you seen hit? Bro, JT threw a phone at Lil Uzi at the thingy. What happened to her? Nothing. She has a song right now. How many times have you seen these man beating? Nothing happens. Blueface has been famous too. He went to jail when he was beating on. No one cares about domestic violence victims.
People say
they don't care. Like they'll go about it.
I don't think it's they don't care. I feel like there's some fans that would literally brush anything a celebrity.
But imagine. Look at this two facts. Drake has a daughter, or you're beating on your wife. Which one should be taken more seriously?
You're beating on your wife.
No.
What do you mean no?
You meant to say Drake has a daughter, Drake touches kids. That's the right.
No, it's not that. No,
you tried to skip over the main.
It's not. No.
He tried it.
Now with that extra information.
Yeah, it adds more effort to it. Because again, everyone's been saying Drake and Millie Bobby Brown for a good minute.
But she's denied it though.
Yeah, but still, it's been a while.
Hush money's a real thing.
Oh my, I have a question for you, man. Sorry, off topic here.
Please don't let me crazy.
Wait, let me think if this is even...
No, just say it and then we'll see.
Say it and then...
Hold on, give me like 3 seconds. Okay, cool. Basically, it's not even a topic or anything, but I always ask my friends this year, like, it's like a, what's the word? Philosophical type question. Not philosophical. Anyway, let me land in it.
It's like...
It's just... Okay, let me land.
Hold on.
Obviously, we're talking about Drake and his whole PDF file stuff.
Yeah.
PDF.
I always ask my friends,
I'm actually lost it out there, bro.
Please, come on.
Sorry.
This is going to get...
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to give you two guys, two scenarios, two men, but I'm going to tell you two different traits that they have. And you tell me which of these men demonstrate more PDF file behavior.
Okay.
There's one guy who's, let's say he's 22 and he's dating a 17-year-old, The 17-year-old looks like she's 25, right? Or who always dates women that are of age, but he actively goes for women that look younger, as in small, petite, braces, pig. Like, he actively likes girls who look young. Which of these men are worse?
Ethically or legally?
In your own sense. Legally is a clear distinction of
views. Distinction.
So philosophically,
But ethically,
who's more of a criminal?
What is worse to you, bro? A guy who's 25.
Can I answer first?
Let me tell you now, I'm gonna be real, that's not out of the ordinary. I'm not saying it's normal for me, but it's 22-year-olds that date 17-year-olds. Would you rather? Do you think that is weirder than a man who actively goes after girls? Okay. I just want to know.
Can I ask one thing?
Yeah, ask the question.
You see, I do not justify anything. God forbid. Yeah. Lyrical Jesu. You see the 17-year-old?
Yeah.
Is she turning 18?
It doesn't matter.
Police! Now I remember where he's from. Them guys, when you're 18,
I can't lie. Okay, no, so there's now a third guy. His name's Erasmus.
Which was Erasmus, bro?
Back to your scenario, though.
Okay, she's 16, but she looks older, much older.
So she looks grown. The guy who's going for the skinny, petite, small women, but they're of age.
It's because
for me, the guy who goes for the 17-year-old, she's young, but she looks older. So he's attracted to a woman who looks more mature. However, small, petite girl looks like a young teenager, like a young girl, small, petite. He said small, petite looks young.
This is a question I need to ask. It's interpretation.
I'm 27, bro. Yeah. Mm. Like, bro, there's some very cute looking girls my age. Yeah. But their age is still like, 28.
Yeah, but they look young.
I mean, there's no right or wrong answer.
They're like 17, you still got your chop of age, fam.
Literally.
Definitely. Yeah, no, but yes.
100%.
But yeah, but for me, I see it as like, if he on the initial thing, he's approaching a girl who already looks young. The girl that is young, he's approaching her because she looks older.
But does he know her age though?
I'm doing an initial introduction.
Yeah, like just in, like don't go too much into.
Okay, cool.
Not first, but does he know the age?
Let that not play a factor.
I think that's a main factor though.
Okay, cool. He knows the age. He knows the age, but he's letting the age lie because she's so bad.
But listen to my question.
Who of those two guys is more of the PDF file? Now, I don't have a specific answer, but because I change my mind every day.
Yeah.
But I'm leaning more towards the guy who actively goes for girls who look younger. Do you know why? Because the definition of a PDF file is someone
who is attracting young
girls. Let me give you an example. Picture this here. You see those two people that used to go to our school back then? Mm-hmm. The big guy and the very tiny girl.
Yes.
Now, picture how that would look. They're the same age.
I know them.
But like, it's like...
I know them.
She's very small. She's a small girl.
He's 6'5". She's like 5'2".
He's 6'5". I know that. Big, bulky. Like he's got yams pause. He's got yams on his legs and they're like. No, I'm just trying to. He could be playing
just
NFL.
Say he's a big guy. That's
I'm trying to describe he's like tall. He's playing the NFL. Like
he's a linebacker in the NFL.
He's big.
Well, like Wilson big.
No, he's
bigger than Wilson.
Big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's
that's
a
weird.
Big guy.
That's weird.
No, but that's different. I'm not gonna.
That's
lie.
Different. Actually,
because that's young. Like they.
That was
and
the second.
He is no, but
I'm saying,
well.
No, but I'm saying, like, just picture the scenario where it's in your case with that guy and like a little girl. Like
no, but then you're looking at looks. I'm talking about intention. This.
That's
guy,
what I'm saying. The intention is
crazy. Every time he looks for a girl,
bro.
He goes, "I want a girl that looks young,
or I want a girl who's 17."
Exactly.
But then this is the thing.
Exactly.
What guy actively goes? So, but you know what?
Hey, there's some people out there. Nah, you'd be surprised.
Isn't it? For older perspective as well, you lot are still, how old you lot?
Like 20s.
20s.
So you lot's cut off ages, what? Age? You've not gone to the margins, bro. You know what I mean? You talk to an older guy my age, bro, they'll tell you, I would date girls below 23.
True.
I don't date older girls.
Yeah.
No margins to talk about.
What's your man's cut off? What's your man's cut off?
My cut off is 19.
19. It's a year or two 19? Below.
Yeah.
You've got 2 years, bro.
18. I mean, 18 is illegal. 18
is illegal,
yeah.
But I would not want to go for an 18-year-old.
18 would be like a last one. Well, not even, it wouldn't be
last
like...
Last one.
Wait. Let me land.
That's a last
I'm done with you, bro.
It was just a... I didn't think before saying that. What you get? But like, 18 is legal. It's not deep. It's like, bro, would I do it? No. I would think there's girls my age. There's girls older. You get what I'm saying? Like... That's not something that I look.
What's
but
the oldest she do then?
23.
Why are you smiling?
Huh?
No, you're smiling.
I can't lie. Like I'm talking like pension, like 50.
Literally.
Wait, what?
Is that mad?
I can't lie. If
then that's just you being a
you being a sugar baby.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
I love that.
I would.
Do you not think guys? Wait, but do you not think that's like prostitution for me?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
He's agreed. So he's in it now. A definition of a sugar baby is a young person, male or female,
mm-hmm.
that gives sugar,
mm-hmm.
which is up to the older person's discretion.
I can't lie.
Yeah.
For money.
Yeah.
The thing is though,
okay.
there's a reason why.
For money and a lavish lifestyle. Is that prostitution?
There's a reason why there's not a lot of male sugar. Because you know most sugar girls, they don't actually have like sex with the people. I can't lie, if I'm a sugar, guys, let's just be real.
Yeah.
You tell for P5.
It depends. It depends.
You'd be stupid not to.
I kid you not. I can't do that to myself.
I wouldn't even lie.
I kid you not.
You are a liar.
I know we've made jokes about this in the past, but a 50-year-old can never, like, bro, anything.
50?
That's what he said.
That's sugar.
Okay, not 50, maybe like 49.
49.
No.
Her birthday's next year.
38,
100%.
That's
it depends.
That's prime.
That's prime. A woman's prime age is 38.
No, I'm saying like.
I still wouldn't. If you drop it down to 30, I might consider like
30, bro. That's just a 10-year gap,
you're
bro.
Lying.
I'm being serious.
You're lying for the camera. By the way, I'm kidding. I wouldn't be anyone sugar like.
Yeah.
Name 1,000 artists right now above 30. Chop.
You, Beyonce.
Chop. Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Mary J. Blige.
Chop.
Ah, you got it.
Who's the one from Who's the mum for Black Panther? What's the mum's name?
Angela Bassett.
Aha!
Chop.
I know why you guys said you're like dirty.
I hear it.
I know why you said Angela Bassett, but I'm not gonna get into it.
Why,
bro? Don't.
He said Black Panther, and I said
bro. Don't play with me because I know you.
No,
he spoke to me about it before.
I don't understand.
I know why he said Angela. After the pod, I'll tell you. But I know why he said that. You need God. That's all I'm
what
gonna
do
say.
You mean?
That's all I'm gonna say. I'll show you a screenshot.
Bro, do you remember the 90s?
That's what I'm gonna say.
Like Nia Long. Who's the other one? Lauren London.
Oh, you got me there.
I've got you.
I've got you. He was outside. He was outside. Okay.
So what? So now
literally,
it depends. No, but it depends on who the
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Nah, fuck that bitch. That bald ass bitch. Yeah, but anyways, yeah.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. She's got alopecia, bro.
Yeah.
She actually does. No, she actually does. Like, she actually
I'm
does.
So
What's wrong with the girl being bald?
She actually does. What's wrong with bald?
It's a look as well.
Nah, he's valid. He's valid.
Bro, I can name bare good-looking bald women.
Go on.
Amber Rose.
Yeah, she. I feel like she killed
that
it.
That one. My day, what a woman, bro. Anyway, let's move on before we get cancelled.
Wait, when is it supposed to end again?
We still got, we got time. We got like half an hour.
Okay, cool. Actually, no. We need to do a special shout out to Daniel Andrin. He's a 14-year-old kid who got stabbed in London on his way to.
Oh yeah. Because we haven't filmed since.
Yeah,
then.
Man.
Wow. Where the guy just went on a rampage.
He just went on a rampage, man. Yeah.
You know what's so crazy? A guy like him will probably get like a mental institution like
100%.
We've been saying this, bro. From the way they treated Lucy Letby, bro, these men be funny, bro. They should have broadcast it. If that, let me even take it there. But you know, if that guy was,
definitely
would have been everywhere.
Oh,
yeah. I don't even know what the guy looks like.
No, of course.
They hid his face.
I don't know.
No, they showed his face.
They showed his face, but they didn't express it as much as they
should. The way, bro.
I'm gonna say here. If it was a black man, you would know his whole family.
Yeah, bro.
The Daily Mail must have done something. I'm not even sure which newspaper it was, but they did something where like they captioned it. I can't remember the caption.
Stab victim or something like that. Sword boy, or something like that.
The caption is sword boy. Like it was the 14-year-old that was doing the bro. People were nasty on it, bro.
Let me tell you something, bro. I even have like a. It's not a hot take or nothing, but like, even brush it being a black person. Bro, I really do feel for like, I don't want to say Muslim, but like, what's the term?
Islamic.
It's like the people, like people who look like that, like South Asian, whatever.
Middle Eastern, whatever, right?
Bro, because if that was a Middle Eastern person, the UK would flame them. The UK and Middle Eastern people is a clash. And more time, it could be a Middle Eastern person and watch, they'll still bring in religion.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, terrorist attack.
Yeah, they would love to use that, bro. Yeah. They have to catch on it, bro, you know what I mean?
Let that young black kid, and I don't want to use him for like, you know what I'm saying, but let that young black kid been a young white girl. Yeah. Bro, the way this will be a national holiday to remember her.
Give her like medals and stuff.
They'll set her family for life and everything like that, bro.
Now, you know what's crazy? There was a donation. Obviously, the family would have set up a GoFundMe They got like 150K. And from that 150K, I don't even know how much they got, but it was around that figure or so. And after that, obviously, we saw the burial of the child. After that, they bought a new house. And people were like, oh, look at these man, why are they buying a new house? What are they using the money for? I was like, bro, you've donated 150,000 to a family. How much do you think a burial cost? Burial will be like, what, 4K max?
Yeah.
What do you want him to... Again, the child died in front of their doorstep. Like,
you don't just give money just for the burial, you give it for the family.
That's what I'm saying, for the future.
I feel like people need to understand that that family will never be the same again. And like, obviously, my heart goes out to them because of course, that man. Is... Like, I could never imagine
like, you know, the fear of, obviously... You know,
let your child go out alone.
Literally, like, your child's going to school. God forbid. Do you know how crazy that is? You're saying, bye, mama. I'll see you at the end of the day. Your child doesn't come home. Do you know how like, upsetting that is?
Bro, man could actually get emotional.
No, of course, because God forbid. But like, it's like, that could happen to any of us.
Even now, as I'm getting older, at my rap age of 25, I feel like, when I look back at, the type of child I was, bro, I wasn't a bad kid. I was mischievous, bro.
Yeah.
And just to think, like, I'm going to have a child one day and just open the door and let them out into the world where they might do... Because, bro, sometimes as a kid, like, I was putting myself in situations. Obviously, thank God I'm still here.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, that kid even put himself in a situation. He just went
to
outside.
School.
Didn't even make it back. Like, that shit is crazy to me.
Very, very cool.
That's why you just have to be thankful for life, bro.
Yeah, you got to thank God, man. Honestly.
Once again, my heart goes out to the family.
No, of course, man. It's crazy.
To change the topic, someone on Twitter was like, in this day and age, like, men don't even be applying pressure to women no more. A woman will say that, let's say you move to a woman now and she'll be like, nah, this is dad, or she just rejects your advances on the first, like, you don't push further and like...
Nah, I feel like nowadays it's too sensitive around that thing, because I feel like if you get rejected by a girl, I'll be real, just take your L and go. Because I feel like guys who keep applying pressure, then it's like, oh, harassment,
yeah,
this. And then some guys, like, bro, you know the way they're saying, oh, they went, let's say now people start encouraging, yeah, apply pressure. That's what women want.
Some women
guys
will
now
saying,
take it to the next level.
Because some guys, women guys saying,
I feel like, yeah, with guys, they we are like, so simple-minded to the point where we don't understand how to read in between the lines.
And they were like, some women were saying, like, well, if I reject you, like, I want you to, like, you know, try again, like, try harder, like, this is the, like, that.
My house
and I was like, bro, like, what? Like, it, doesn't make any sense. And someone was like, men don't apply pressure.
Restraining order coming your way quick time, bro.
I'm telling you. And someone was like, they, men don't apply pressure anymore, like, especially in their relationships. They were talking about relationships now. Like, men don't be applying pressure once they've gone into the relationship and all that kind of stuff. And I was, one person was like, men don't apply pressure because they don't like you no more. And what's your thoughts
what's
on that?
What's applying pressure in a relationship? Say,
yeah. Like, you know, like, obviously, like, you with your girl, like, you can't,
complimenting
like,
them.
Obviously, the way you got your girl, it's like you've gotten your girl, now you man are now together, and it's like, you're just lele, like. When I
what's
lele?
Lele
is like
you're not trying to the thing
she fell in, the thing she fell in love with you.
You're not doing that anymore.
Like,
oh,
always,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But that's why I feel like most relationships don't work anymore.
Because guys,
guys are the best behaved, best game, everything when they're trying to get a girl. But then when they get them, it's like
they don't do that no more.
I've say nice. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Like onto moving on to life.
What's that thing that girls say? Girls always say that shit about they leave a relationship mentally
before they leave.
I want girls to know, bro.
Guys do that.
Guys
too.
Go on standby mode
for
the whole duration of that relationship, but once they don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
So good job.
I feel like with girls, they can't do the standby thing. They will leave mentally, but deep down they're actually searching for another man. What and I'll be
searching. Girls,
they've been had that.
Subconsciously, girls already know. Bro,
who's next? They do know who's next. But what I'm saying, once they leave mentally and they're chilling there with you in the relationship physically, bro, guys have already been gone. Yeah. Like they already. I feel like we can clock straight away when things start to change.
Yeah.
Way before.
Why do you think guys don't act straight away though? Sit around for months, sometimes years, man.
I got the answer, bro. Let me tell you.
Wait. What? We read the question again.
You know, like, because obviously, I've never been one of the relationships. Yeah. You know, bro, I'm done with.
Yeah. Because, bro, as a man,
someone do it for the whole life, you know.
Yeah, someone.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you know,
what. That's what.
They're married now, kids.
And they go to work and they say they hate their wife.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you with her then?
That's what
I'll tell you why though. Cheating, I have a quote. I was saying, as a man, you're allowed to be sad 20 minutes of the day, bro. Then lock in. But bro, you go on standby mode. Like, it's like, have you ever been chatting to a girl? You know she's a terrible person, but you just want to enjoy it. Just enjoy the last 3 months.
I genuinely feel like the reason why they do that is based on like, you go on standby, but you wait for her to make the move to like break up with you.
Nah.
For some people,
I feel like guys will go on the standby. I feel like men have a lot more hope than women. Now, the reason why I say that.
Really?
Women will go through shit with men,
I disagree.
Women will go through shit with men and they'll be like, oh, I've been through this, I'm tired, I'm leaving. Men could be tired and still stay in hopes that if things get better,
I probably think it's a reason, if a guy is so used to you, even though he hates you, like, it's just one of them things that he's like, bro, but if this girl leaves, like, will my life not be a little bit harder? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
no at all. You see the differences between men and women, again, not to make one of them pause, as a guy, you know what, actually, to answer your question more vividly, I think some guys need to be hurt. Because as a man, you do your most productive thinking and working after you've been hurt. Whereas girls do their most productive when they're loving.
In love. And
it's a difference, bro. It's a difference. And that's just the way it is. More time, I also want to say, guys who stay.
Guys need to be careful in a relationship. You know, that's why they'll take away my productivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of guys don't lock in anymore.
I got a question. Too hard. What would you man do? Just side note. If you're with your if you're with your girl and like obviously it's getting comfy, everyone's happy.
Mm.
Like, how'd you go about, you know, let's say a girl starts getting a little bit of relationship weight. How'd you go about?
So you don't want to be in a relationship, but she wants to.
No, she's relationship. Like, she's adding a bit of.
I'm asking. You know when girls get happy in relationships?
She's adding KG, bro.
Oh, you're talking about.
No, she's adding KG, bro.
Don't even grams.
Don't even touch it. She's adding KG.
To be honest.
How'd you tell her?
It's not personal.
To be honest, me personally, what I've always done, like, with girls that I've been with is I just make jokes. Like,
you make jokes? I'm going to tell that nigga, bro.
The thing with me is that, again, I don't make the jokes. Me personally, I make way I make jokes. No, listen. Mm-hmm. The way I make jokes in a like the way like a normal traditional
give me,
person.
Give me
like,
a joke.
I'm like, oh, look at me.
No, give me an example. How are you gonna tell your girl that she's got a little bit?
Babe, hold on, really?
Yeah, no.
Hey, babe, you think I'm adding weight?
No, I'll say. Oh, I mean, again, with me.
Do it to me.
You know me. Being the guy that I am.
No. Fuck like that. Right now.
Do it to me right now. Pause.
I know you're the babe thing, but
okay, go on,
babe.
Yo,
oh, that's even too deep.
That's my.
Say, am I adding a bit of weight?
Yes, why? I can't lie.
Say, swear. That's too much. That's
too much. Do you know why? Let me tell you why. You say no, you are now lying to your girl. She's gonna add more kg. You say yes, she's gonna get.
If you sugarcoat it, it's not about
sugarcoat. If you sugarcoat it, she will still get upset regardless.
Can I give you a perfect answer?
Give a perfect answer.
Ah, cool. If my girl asks me if she's gaining weight and she is gaining weight, I'll be like, baby, to be honest, I love the way you are. However, I know you're not comfortable with
who you are. So you're
going to
gaslight
her.
Look at this.
Listen.
Yeah.
Should I say it this way? You say, no, you look beautiful, and then you inspire her to get a PT. Simple.
Madness.
A PT.
A PT.
You've got to get fucked.
Have you seen that Death Star girl on the
NFC? Love.
Destiny.
Love.
Destiny. I'll say it right now. Destiny. No, you.
My girl's gonna get fucked by PT.
She's not getting a PT, bro.
No.
Woman PT. Now I must choke.
No.
Kidding. Nah. I can't like the way I asked it.
I hear it.
I'll tell my girl.
Bro,
yes, you can.
Regardless, whatever you say.
I can't lie. This is how I do it, yeah?
Bro, you gotta be straight up.
Let me tell you how I do it. There's two ways.
Bro, straight up is the best.
Can't be
straight
up.
Bro.
No, because guys, if you sugarcoat it, you're still gonna be upset.
Let me act. Hold on. Hey, don't steal my thunder.
But I can't lie. But if...
Go. Gosh, okay. I got to my goal. No, I'm kidding. I'll be like, look, if I'm chatting, maybe someone's shooting you today. Guys, that's a joke. Making fun of girls' weight is not funny at all.
Oh, bro.
So what I would do, hey,
shut the fuck up.
What I would do, I'd be like, look, obviously the relationship, that's your loving, that's your significant other. I'd be like, look, babe, like, I feel like since you started, I feel like I care about you, you care about you, you know I care about you. So obviously,
she already knows
you need to start caring about you.
Exactly, you get act like
you need to start caring about you.
Hold on. Actually, cool. You know what? What if she likes the weight she's gaining?
Mm-mm.
No, but sometimes it's good.
If it's a good weight, then it's
no,
a good
sometimes
weight.
It's good though.
So sometimes.
Oh, so you're talking
but
about
what if it's not a good weight?
What if it's not? Then I'll just put it like around your cheeks and everything.
To be honest, if I was to do man, I usually do man in jokes. Like, but it's got to come in certain points where.
Yeah, please.
It's got to come in certain points where it's like.
Nah. I've seen some women that have lost themselves.
They've lost themselves.
You're saying 100%, mate.
It's true. You're judging them about the kids, bro. You're going to have weight. Do you know why you never judge their weight? Because it's your baby's weight, fam.
No, of course, but I've...
And then when they get a good relationship, brother... They get fed.
I mean, to be honest, because I feel like what why is it standing up?
Show my 6 months.
Because I feel like girls and sometimes women get like skinny when they go through a breakup. I don't think it's a weight thing.
They always stop eating. Yeah. In a race, them man are happy chilling, eating this, eating that. Take out here, dinner here. Bro, you man are adding a bit of kgs and that, but.
Yo,
if it's good
down.
Weight, it's good weight.
Jade Baroka, we're just joking, guys.
Of course,
if our girl gains like, weight, we'll say it in a nice way.
If my girl's gaining weight, I'm not, bro.
Look, as I said, if you sugarcoat it, she's still gonna get upset.
No, it's not. You can't be straightforward. That's insensitive.
So I should give you sweets for you to get to the sweets. I give you
fucking treadmill.
No.
Nah, oh yeah, I'll be real. Some of them don't.
I'm not going to say, yo, you know what?
Because she's going to feel insecure, like.
Why? It's not
going
to mean.
No answer is going to make it feel like, oh my God, babe, you've told me amazingly. Like, mm.
There is.
I promise you that
they're
not
going to.
There is.
Okay, well.
That's a vile, Zay.
The PT and Pilates
If I pull
imagine
up,
guys, me guys, buying
guys, you know, guys, no,
someone.
Let me give you a scenario.
You get four by
hold on, hold on. Let me give you a scenario right now, yeah? Imagine on a random day, I come back from work and I'm like, oh, I've got a surprise for you. Oh, what is it? Here's a gym membership, my nigga. Go
no,
hold that. Come on now.
To be honest, I kind of agree with him because, like,
so
I don't think
need to go down,
I don't think there's a right answer because
yes, you've got to influence something no, that's going to change it.
Because this is the same way, bro.
Now you know what I'll do. I'll go on a jog with my girl. When she gets tired, when she gets tired halfway through, I'll be like, you know what? Let's get a personal best. I'm gonna take you to the gym. We're gonna improve your time.
It's little shit.
And then it goes that way.
Do you know what, babe? I don't mind paying for that PT you've been watching. That woman, then I'll pay £10 to go in there.
But like, this is the thing, like,
slowly,
bro, you have to like introduce them into
answer.
It, bro.
Yeah, I don't think there's an answer per se.
There's no right way to do it. I can't like if you say it a certain way, you're a shit guy, bro.
Huh?
You can't say shit up.
I can.
You're going to just tell your girl she's getting fat.
I'm adding weight and you go, yes.
I've never.
Yeah.
I've never. I can't like, wait, how do you make her lose weight, bro?
Yeah, go to gym.
No, just show her my phone. That would do the rest.
Oh my God. That's
guys,
crazy. You hear that?
Again, I want to say this is just comedy. Like, we're not actually.
Except the clip when it started.
Obviously, now, basically, if you're watching this, like, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Nah, I can't lie. I'm going to be straight up. Because me, the thing is.
But she's gained some good weight, so sorry.
If I was adding weight, right? I would want my girl to tell me straight up, yo, babe, I can't lie, you're adding weight.
But that's for you. She's a girl. Girls are emotions.
Yeah,
are,
but guys can take those
there,
things.
Bro.
Guys can take, bro, if you're adding weight, I'll tell you you're fat.
Yeah, oh, I know. But
like,
again,
as a guy, like,
Okay,
you're going, I told you, babe, you're getting slight broke. How are you going to feel now? How are you going to take it?
That makes sense.
Oh, babe, maybe you should get...
I can't lie.
Imagine your girl
like,
your baby
to tell me,
your bank account. I know.
Saying, oh, babe, like, let's get a job together.
Nah, that's crazy, man.
That's mad.
No, but the thing is, if my girl had to tell me I'm getting, if my girl had to tell me I'm getting broke, that means I'm done. I'm finished. I'm cooked.
I can't lie.
Yeah,
I tell her break up with me.
I don't think.
I feel like that's the that is definitely the equivalent.
That was good.
I know you feel like girls can't get the signal when you're broke, like.
Yes, they can.
They can.
Are you sure?
Yes, they can.
I don't think so.
Bro, oh, they can.
Yes, they
you
can.
Need to deep it. The reason why, you need to understand, yeah, in the beginning, girls can easily tell when a guy's broke. Like, during the relationship.
I don't think so.
Because if you deep it, yeah, when you first move to a girl and you're up now, yeah, she's getting anything she wants in a sense, as in, I want this, or say swear, next week, you got it. This week, da-da-da. In a relationship, when a man starts getting complacent, he ain't trying to take you on dates no more, da-da-da-da. She can slap.
That's why
I
introduced the same vibe from
she
the start.
She can tell. That's why.
Complacent and broke's not the same thing. I've been in a relationship, I've checked out, but I'm still earning.
No, yes. But I'm talking
about. Like, I checked out and I'm not earning. Like, so rough day, man.
For a lot of guys, they do check out when they ain't earning no more. Because for a guy, it doesn't really take a lot for us to be happy.
Oh,
be so
you understand it now. You know what? Let me
know. Because you didn't understand it before, innit?
Let me know, guys.
Last EP, bro.
What did I say?
Your TK.
You said, when we were saying if I'm broke, like, I don't feel like I could be.
That one, I still even. That one.
You just
your
said
question.
It. Yeah, you just said it.
Yeah, but
a guy will check out because he's going to prioritize getting to the bag rather than.
Nah, it makes sense.
Gallivanting with the girl.
It makes sense now. Yeah.
Your question. So I was arguing about this at work. So basically, it was. It was basically guy A is dating. So a guy is dating girl A, but he's also talking to girl B.
Dating and talking.
So, yeah. So okay. So he's got
so he's
two
cheating.
Girls.
He's cheating.
He's got yeah.
He's cheating. Okay. He's wrong.
He's cheating.
Yeah. He's cheating.
I can't have an
opinion. So girl A.
My enemies are watching me today. Hold
girl
on.
A doesn't know about girl B, but girl B knows about girl A. Who does he love more?
Someone else.
The one
who
doesn't
simple.
Know. The one that doesn't know.
The one that doesn't know.
Hold on, bro. Do you know there are three girls here? Yeah. Blinded.
No.
What do you guys think?
Oh, true. Because that means girl B is such a side chick. She ain't even rated. He doesn't care about her feelings because he knows that he's gonna go to girl B, go home to girl A, but girl A doesn't know where he's been. But girl B,
girl A is too precious.
Girl B is gonna know.
Yeah.
But surely, if you love girl A so much, you wouldn't.
No. But he's who does he love more?
Or who does he love more?
Let's be real, bro. Men, when you really, you know what. Oh, it's gonna be bad, bro.
I look, you hear that?
Like you just said, if you love this girl with your life, like Erastus, like you've met the love of your life, you're not gonna, for example, the fat thing, you're not gonna say, babe, you got fat. You're going to lie and lie.
I hear
and
it.
Lie.
I hear it.
And
I
if you don't it. Want to lose it. This girl, you're not gonna tell this girl. Because for me, right now,
Tweak. Tweak. Well,
for me, in the predicament I'm in, or like,
predicament
the,
is crazy.
The recent one situation. I've been in, yeah.
Mm.
Like, I know there's a girl that I've really liked, innit? Bro, and I know I can't play with her. I can't just say to her, oh, by the way, man's chatting to this thing. Bro, you can't say that. Not saying I'm lying, but like, oh, behind the scenes, you have to cut off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. A certain girl, if you know you have a real girl, bro, they don't play that shit. If you know you have a girl as a side chick, you know I'm going to say to the side chick, bro, I'm going to tell her like, oh, yeah, by the way, and I'm going to make it sound like as if, oh, I'm doing her a favor, trying to be real. In reality, I don't care about you. I care about
the other reality, girl. Like, if you've ever had sorry. Don't worry, let's continue.
Yeah, no, but I feel like for guys, the thing where if it's a girl they really, really like, they will do everything in their power to make sure their girl sees them as an angel so that she stays with them. Because like,
to an extent, yeah.
Yeah, to an extent. Because I feel like, like you said, if you do have a real girl, it's a thing where she knows her worth immediately. So like, bro, she knows that there's better guys. As much as we don't like to say, there is better guys that will die to have a woman like her. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why us men, we know when we have a real one or not. That's
they get blinded. Sometimes they get blinded. Like they forget the women.
Yeah, they are blinded by love. But they then so are men as well. Because I know guys who got cheated on for years and they knew, but...
Yeah, but that's because they couldn't do anything. That's because
they couldn't
men.
Do better than the...
Same
are
the men who also go on standby for years and years. That's weak.
Yeah.
Just leave the woman,
bro. I feel like some guys are scared of change.
Re-up.
Some guys are scared of change.
Literally, re-up, bro. It's never that hard.
But yeah.
Crazy.
Anyways.
Damage control immediately.
V's on a personal thing.
He's on a mad thing. How many minutes do we have?
No, we've wrapped up
down. Down 5
yeah. 9 minutes.
When it gets to 4 minutes, I need to record a promo.
But he said 120, innit?
Okay, cool.
You said 120, no?
It's got 9 minutes on the card.
On that card? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that card is still runs. Okay, cool.
So should we carry on or should we end it?
Yeah, finish. No, we'll do our 9 minutes.
9 minutes is a long time. Carry on.
Yeah. Someone said, I had a crush on this guy for a while and he got robbed at gunpoint. And I saw him that same day that he was robbed and he was narrating it and he started crying with his mouth wide open. Never gotten the ick so fast.
Yeah, women are, you know. Yeah.
Like, come on, man. What's your actual thoughts?
Wait, hold on. He got robbed. Just robbed.
He got robbed on gunpoint. This is gunpoint.
Yeah, that's traumatizing still. But he was crying with his mouth wide open.
How else are you supposed to cry? If you're bawling your eyes out, like, yeah, like.
Yeah, that ugly cry in it. Yeah, yeah.
And she said, never gotten the ick so fast.
I can't lie. You have to leave that woman.
I can't lie. But then again, why are you going crying to your girl about that?
What do you mean?
Hold that shit down, bro.
You see, I feel like I'm never gonna say black people, but I feel like we need to. There's a lot of trauma that needs to be unpacked because I feel like people say that.
You just got robbed by gunpoint, yeah? You should not be going straight to your girl.
Yeah.
But it's a traumatic experience.
Bro, I'm telling you, men cannot be too unstable in front of a woman. Bro, it's a madness. Girl, women's emotions are already
unstable.
They're
going to think we're a Red Bull podcast now, bro.
Guys,
I promise
what?
Right now.
Bro.
She's sleeping, bro. She don't even need to. Do you know about this way till you lie? You have a good day? I just got a problem. Yes, I did.
No, but like, it don't make sense though, because the woman that you're with is supposed to be the one that should be able to, like, you know, be there for you. Like, that should be the one person.
No. You know what? That's different.
You're not being on the pod. Come here.
Yeah, yeah, come.
I've got a question for you.
Because let's actually get real. I have a real question.
Okay.
I'll go.
Use this one. Just move on.
Be real, yeah? Because obviously now, the right answer is...
I'll catch you.
The right answer is...
Okay, you stupid boy, put it down, fam.
Put down the mic.
Okay.
The right answer, obviously, girls are going to be like, oh my days, yeah, I'd like my man to tell me, innit? That's a lie. Do you like complacent men?
No.
Exactly. There you go.
I actually hate them.
So you wouldn't want your man to tell you, like, if he's going through something like... That's on his mind.
No. If I got robbed at gunpoint, I'm not going to my girl crying my eyes out, bro.
Okay,
so God forbid, five man stepped to tea, knives out, everything, robbed him, and he came to you crying. How would you feel?
I would be sad. I would like the fact that he came and told me.
Okay, but wait. Would you like if he cried in front of you?
Yeah.
You would like if he cried?
It's not like I would like. Why would I like it? But obviously, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, if I came to you,
if I came to you,
no, the question is, bro. I'll try to help, like, emotionally, but what can I do about it?
It's not even that. If I came to you and I got robbed and I'm crying my eyes out, like crying, how would you feel? What a dickhead.
Nah, it's not even what a dickhead, but you'd be like, bro. Like,
yeah, like, what a dickhead. What, like, what are you crying like that for?
No, I would actually try to comfort you and everything. I would try to be there.
But if you keep crying, like, what can I do about it?
Like, my man is not the masculine man. There's more masculine men out there. Look at him.
But you know, after that, like, if that actually happened, like, after that, I'll be checking in on him, like, oh, like, how did this affect you? Like, how are you doing today? Like, the next day.
Oh, you got a good one, bro.
Yeah, but me, see, with me.
I have a question. So now that he's been robbed, yeah, and he's cried in front of you, mouth open, the next argument you have, and he's talking
there
to
we
not,
go! There we go! Bro, that's what they'll do. I'm telling you. No, I know.
And this is why you can't be vulnerable with women like that, like,
bro.
You got one woman, yeah?
Yeah.
Fair enough, from what it sounds very good, but they're definitely percentage of women that you lot are talking about, they're not directly you.
And I'm telling you, a girl, you know, bro, they may
have one beef.
You know those lines I don't cross, like, you can't be crossing. Yeah,
but see, we have one beef, that's you. I'm talking about in general, a girl always wants ammo. Always.
I'm telling you.
She will encourage a man. She will encourage. Bro, she will. A girl will encourage a man. Let me swear. Hold on, Zay. Nah. A girl, let me land. A girl will always want ammo on a nigga, yeah? Hence why she will encourage you to let her know your finances, encourage you to let her know how vulnerable you are, let her know if you're upset, da da da. Because in the future, if you two have a heated argument, she'll be like, are you not the same guy who came to me crying?
She's gonna be like, I've saved your life.
I'm telling you. Bro, literally, she's loading up that clip. Obviously. Bro,
now
it's going get it further down the line.
It's popped off, trust me. You know when she gets with her next man and she starts telling him,
it's my ex is in the pool.
Yeah.
Especially when you break up, you think your girl is the one that's been storing your secret. You break up, you meet her friends one day, be like, I lie, you're that broke guy that didn't do this.
I lie, you got robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah, and they'll be like, wait, what? I swear I only told my man this. How did this man hear it?
I've been with BC, before Christ, I've been laid up with girls, yeah, who have guys. And you know they'll say, my man doesn't do that.
My man.
I'm thinking, do you know what it is? You
of course. My man.
Yeah, like, I've been laid up with, like, BC before Christ.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
I've been with girls who, like...
Have a boyfriend.
Or have boyfriends, and they'll be like, my man doesn't do this. Or my man does...
You're a serial cheater, man. You're like, not a cheater. No, not serial cheater, but you're...
Side piece.
We're cutting that one out.
It's not even sad, he's just being a real nigga, like.
He's just a normal nigga. It's the girl that's not, he's just me.
It is fun. Wait. What are you
doing? Well, anyway, look, let's run it out there. Let's run it out there.
Just for men, just for men.
You know, say, for example, yeah, I can only say it, because if you got a girl,
yeah,
she's cheating,
yeah,
you're beefing the guy.
No way.
Beefing my girl.
No way.
Beefing my girl. We got to finish now.
All right, guys, this was an amazing EP. Obviously, you guys heard everything. Solomon digging himself a hole. V saying all the crazy, crazy stuff. But, guys, make sure you keep tuning in to all our other episodes, yeah? We're on Instagram. Get us on Instagram, TikTok. You know, subscribe to the YouTube. Like and comment everything. All of them good stuff. We'll see you guys in the next EP.
M4M.